Welcome to the Ames International School of Ministry podcast with your host and instructor, Pastor Vince Rizzo. And now with today's lesson, here's Pastor Vince.
Welcome back. We're now on lesson number 20, chapter 20 in your book, which is on the book of Jude. The objectives are going to be, upon completion of this lesson, you're going to be able to name the author of the book of Jude. You'll be able to identify to whom the book of Jude was written. State the purpose for the book of Jude. Write the key verse of the book of Jude from memory. State the life and ministry principle for the book of Jude. So the author was Jude, and he was the brother of Jesus. And to whom it was written to all Christians, although the specific audience at the time were members of the churches in Palestine and or Asia. And the purpose was to warn against false teachers. Your key verse is going to be found in Jude chapter 1, verse 3. And the life and ministry principles are that we must be alert for false teachers who creep in unawares and divert believers from the truth of God's word. Our main characters are going to be Jude, Michael the archangel, Cain, Balaam, Kor, and Enoch. So now for the outline. I want you to note that the book of Jude has no chapter divisions in the Bible, therefore only the verses are listed. So in Roman numeral number 1, we have the introduction, point A from Jude, point 1, the brother of James, 2, bondservant of Jesus Christ, B, to those who are 1, sanctified by God, 2, preserved in Christ, and 3, called. Roman numeral number 2, we have the purpose. A, original purpose, which was common salvation, and B, revised purpose, exhortation that they earnestly contend for the faith because of the type of people creeping into the church. 3, characteristics of certain men or false teachers. A, crept in unawares. B, ordained to condemnation. C, ungodly men. D, turning God's grace into lasciviousness. And E, denying the Lord Jesus Christ. In Roman numeral number 4, we have 3 historical records. First, we have Israel, once saved, afterward destroyed. And that's found in Numbers 13, 14, and 1 Corinthians 10, 5-10. B, angels, they left their first estate, and they were reserved in chains. That's in 2 Peter 2, 4. And then C, Sodom and Gomorrah, lust, fornication resulted in the punishment by fire. And that's found in Genesis 18:19. In Roman number 5, we have the description of false teachers. Point A, filthy dreamers. B, defile the flesh. C, they despise dominion. D, they speak evil of dignitaries. Number 1, Michael and the archangel didn't dare speak against the devil. And 2, they speak evil of things they know not. E, corrupt natural things. So in Roman numeral number 6, we have description of these evil men by example. A, they've gone the way of Cain. They've rejected the blood as necessary for remission of sin. And B, they ran after error of Balaam, the ministry for financial gain. And C, they perished in the gainsaying of Kor, denying God's designated leadership. In Roman numeral number 7, we have a description of these evil men by metaphor or comparison to natural examples. A, spots, which actually means stones in their feasts, stone in food. B, waterless clouds, promising much but delivering nothing, easily driven this way and that way. C, dead trees without fruit, no roots or stability, twice dead, first in sin and secondly in hypocrisy. And D, they were wild waves, boisterous, noisy, but accomplishing nothing. In E, they were wandering stars. They looked bright, but reserved unto darkness. In Roman numeral number 8, we have future judgment. A, the messenger, speaking of Enoch. B, the message. Point number 1, judged by the Lord with 10,000 saints. A, for all their ungodly deeds they committed. B, for all their hard speeches spoken against him. In Roman numeral number 9, we have the description of evil men as continued. A, murmurers. B, complainers. C, walking after their own lusts. D, mouth speaking swelling words that were boasters. E, having respect of persons, thinking some better than others because of wealth or position, etc. In Roman numeral number 10, we remember that Jesus warned of these men that were A, mockers, that would come in the last time. B, that they would walk after their own ungodly lusts. C, that they would separate themselves in groups or cliques. D, they would be sensual. E, they would not have the Spirit of God. In Roman numeral number 11, we have 4 points, a four-point plan for avoiding the deception of these evil men. A, build up yourself in the faith. B, pray in the Holy Ghost. C, keep yourself in the love of God. And D, look for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Roman numeral number 12, we have our response to these evil men. A, and some have compassion. Make a difference between those who are weak and those who are willfully evil. And B, others, save with fear, pull them out of the fire of sin and hell. Pull them out, do not join them in their sin. And two, hate even the garment spotted by flesh. And in Roman numeral number 14, we have the closing benediction. Point A, what he does for us now, he is able to keep us from falling. Point B, what he will do later, he'll present us faultless. And one, before the presence of his glory. Two, with exceeding great joy. And point C, the only wise God, our Savior, now and forever, let him be glory. One, two, majesty, three, dominion, and four, power. That completes this book. Go ahead and do your chapter self-test and join me in the book of Revelation, which is the last lesson for the New Testament survey class.
Thanks for listening to today's lesson. Sign up today and download your free digital lesson books when you join our free or low-cost accredited studies. For more information, visit us online at www.freebiblecollege.com.